The nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau has released the fiscal year 2022 single audit for the state of Wisconsin. This audit was published as report number 23-4 in March 2023. The following is the report summary. As a condition of receiving federal funds, state agencies must meet the audit requirements of the Federal Office of Management and Budget, uniform administrative requirements, cost principles, and audit requirements for federal awards, otherwise known as uniform guidance, and the Single Audit Act of 1984 as amended. The Single Audit Act requires there to be one comprehensive audit of federal programs. Report 23-4 focused on 22 federal programs that accounted for 58.9% of the federal financial assistance administered by state agencies in fiscal year 2022. This single audit also incorporates our annual audit of the state's fiscal 22 financial statements. These financial statements were included in the Annual Comprehensive Financial Report, or ACFR, issued in December 2022 by the Department of Administration, or DOA. We provided an unmodified opinion on the federal compliance for 21 of the programs we reviewed. State agencies administered $20.2 billion in federal financial assistance during fiscal year 2022. The federal financial assistance administered by state agencies during fiscal 22 included $17.4 billion in cash assistance, $2.7 billion in non-cash assistance, and $107.8 million in outstanding loan balances. Seven agencies administered 94.8% of the federal expenditures during fiscal year 2022. These included the Department of Health Services, or DHS, the University of Wisconsin, or UW System, the Department of Public Instruction, or DPI, the Department of Transportation, or DOT, DOA, the Department of Workforce Development, or DWD, and the Department of Children and Families, or DCF. During fiscal year 2022, state agencies reported $5.9 billion in federal expenditures related to the public health emergency. The state was required to separately identify the federal funding it expended related to the public health emergency, including funding provided under the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security, or CARES Act, and the American Recovery Plan Act, or ARPA. In its Schedule of Expenditures of Federal Awards, or CEFA, the state reported that it spent $5.9 billion through federal programs or clusters for purposes related to the public health emergency. The largest portion of these expenditures was $965.8 million for the Medical Assistance, or MA, program. These federal expenditures also included spending through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the Education Stabilization Fund, the Coronavirus State and Local Fiscal Recovery Funds, or CSLFR, the Child Nutrition Cluster, the Coronavirus Relief Fund, or CRF, Disaster Grants Public Assistance Presidentially Declared Disasters, and the Unemployment Insurance Program. We again qualified our opinion on compliance related to certain requirements for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program. An auditor provides qualified opinions on compliance when the compliance concerns are material in relation to a specific compliance area tested for a federal program or cluster. We qualified our opinion on compliance related to eligibility requirements for the Emergency Rental Assistance Program at DOA. Specifically, we found DOA cannot be assured that only those eligible for emergency rental assistance received program benefits. We made recommendations to improve DOA's administration of the program in this report, in Report 22-5, where we also qualified our opinion on compliance, and in Report 22-3. We identified $43.0 million in additional federal funding the state should claim. In January 2021, DHS received invoices for Medicare premiums due to the federal government on February 1, 2021. The payment DHS made was not received within the allowed grace period. As a result, the federal government issued an MA program award reduction notice in March 2021 for $43 million. However, DHS did both pay the February 1, 2021 Medicare premiums and receive an award reduction notice. DHS was unaware that this had occurred until we informed them in March 2023. We recommend that DHS work with the federal government to determine if the $43 million can yet be provided to the state and implement procedures to review future MA program award notices and confirm the amounts are appropriate. We made 64 recommendations to state agencies and questioned $1.3 million in expenditures charged to federal programs. Our 64 recommendations findings pertain to 26 findings, including 7 findings related to internal control deficiencies we identified in our audit of the state's annual comprehensive financial report in Report 22-26. We consider 1 of the findings to be a material weakness and 17 to be significant deficiencies. The remaining 8 findings were related to other matters that did not have a related material weakness or significant deficiency. We also identified $1.3 million of question costs that state agencies charged inappropriately to federal funds. These question costs relate to the Disaster Grants Public Assistance Program, the Higher Education Emergency Relief Fund, the CSLIFR, the Emergency Rental Assistance Program, the MA Program, and the Research and Development Cluster. Finally, we followed up on the progress of state agencies to address recommendations we made in our fiscal year 2021 single audit report, which was Report 22-5. The federal government will work with state agencies to resolve the new and continuing concerns we identified. To view this and other publications from the Nonpartisan Wisconsin Legislative Audit Bureau, please visit our website at www.legis.wisconsin.gov/lab. To report fraud, waste, and mismanagement in state government, please contact our hotline at 1-877-FRAUD17.